Trump is really trying to push the responsibility for opening the Straits of Hormuz to other countries. But before the war, the American military knew that very well. They informed and advised Trump that that would be the chokehold, that would be the leverage which Iran has and will probably use. But apparently the administration did not listen properly or did not want to believe it and went ahead with the bombardment of Iran anyway. And soon afterwards, Iran, of course, effectively closed the Straits of Hormuz. Since then, we have an economic crisis, a global energy crisis, and many countries in the world, particularly countries in the global south, many developing countries such as the Philippines, Thailand, and many other countries have had severe problems obtaining gas and oil. And the more developed countries, such as the European ones, they are still able to get a lot of oil and gas, but prices have rocketed. So the entire world has been affected by the Iran war. And now Trump is really trying to push the responsibility for opening the Straits of Hormuz to other countries, particularly, as I said at the beginning of our conversation, to the European allies. And that is, of course, highly unfair. You know, Trump is really responsible for bringing about the closure of the Straits of Hormuz, and now he gives the responsibility for opening the Straits to other countries. This is quite convenient and will not be very popular. That will lead to a lot of resentment among other states.